What's going on, good people? Y'all already know what this is. GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. I'm sure most of y'all have heard already, seen the news, heard it on the news, about the young lady in the Upper East Side who was shot in the back of the head, point-blank range, while pushing a baby, a three-month-old baby, in a stroller. Two victims here. One, the young lady. Two, the three-month-old baby. This nation has a severe gun violence problem. From what I'm understanding, the young lady was pushing the stroller with the three-month-old baby down the street in the Upper East Side and was shot point-blank range in the back of her head. She didn't even know she was about to die. Officials say she might have been being targeted, but no one knows why. But the accessibility to a gun is outrageous, people. Gun violence in this nation is outrageous. In my opinion, every gun needs to be seized. Every gun, legal and or illegal, it does not matter. Every gun needs to be seized and destroyed. That poor three-month-old has no mother. In the blink of an eye. And of course, no arrests have been made because it was in an area where there isn't really any cameras. The suspect was able to flee on foot. And get away with taking two lives, technically. Again, granted, the three-month-old was not injured, but scarred for life now. Once he and or she finds out what happened, come on, man. Gun laws need to be reformed. Every gun in this nation needs to be seized. Legal and illegal. Gun laws need to be reformed. The gun violence in this country is out of control. You can say what you want to say. I don't care. That woman had no chance whatsoever. Someone walked up behind her, shot her point blank range in the back of her head. She didn't even see it coming. What kind of world do we live in where you can kill a woman right in front of her child and not care about it? What kind of world do we live in? And the wild thing about it is this wasn't even a domestic violence case. Or I don't know if it was a domestic violence case. I'll look into it further and get back to you. But as it stands right now, this wasn't even domestic violence. Not to say that it would have been better if it was. But this was random. This was a random killing. We need to do something about the gun violence in this country because this is heartbreaking. To kill a woman right in front of a child is heartbreaking. She had no chance, people. We need to do more. We need to do better when it comes to this gun violence. Guns are too accessible. You never know who could be next. It could be me. It could be you. We don't know. And it also goes back to the mental health of people in this country. In this nation. Black people don't like to admit that they have mental health issues, and that bothers me. But it's not just black people. It's a lot of people who who don't want to seek therapy, who don't want to talk things out, who don't want to get medication. Mental health is a huge problem. And now you couple that with gun violence and you got an explosive right there. Mental health issues. A person with mental health issues who has access to a gun is a dangerous person. It is a dangerous person. I will continue to advocate for guns being taken off the street and destroyed. All weapons need to be seized, or we're going to have the purge on our hands. But I'm not here to take up too much of y'all time. Y'all already know what this is. This is GDM Radio. Real people, real issues, real talk. If you feel some type of way about what I said, hit me up. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Let me know what y'all think, man. Holla at me.